This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored India's commitment to deepening economic ties with Cyprus as he addressed the business roundtable in Limassol during his official visit. Prime Minister Modi said that Cyprus has long been a trusted partner.
Cyprus lambe samay se hamara vishwasniya partner raha hai aur Bharat mein yahan se ullekhaniya nivesh bhi hua hai. Kai bhartiya companies ne bhi Cyprus ko Europe ka gateway ke roop mein hi dekha hai. Aaj aapasi vyapar $150 million pahunch gaya hai, lekin hamare rishton ki vastavik kshamta isse bahut adhik hai.
Mr. Modi stressed that India is now not only focused on the ease of doing business, but also on the trust of doing business, supported by clear policies and a stable political environment. Mr. Modi also welcomed the agreement between the Cyprus Stock Exchange and India's NSE to collaborate in Gift City, Gujarat, calling it a key step in cross-border financial integration.
मुझे जानकर खुशी है कि साइप्रस की स्टॉक एक्सचेंज और एनएसई ने मेरे होम स्टेट गुजरात में गिफ्ट सिटी में सहयोग पर सहमति बनाई है. साइप्रस एक प्रसिद्ध टूरिस्ट डेस्टिनेशन है. भारत में भी हम डेस्टिनेशन डेवलपमेंट और मैनेजमेंट पर बल दे रहे हैं.
He further noted that India is investing over $100 billion annually in futuristic infrastructure and is moving rapidly towards becoming the world's third largest economy. Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the preparation for the forthcoming census with the Union Home Secretary and other senior officials in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Shah said in a social media post that the Gazette notification of the census will be issued today. The census will include caste enumeration for the first time. In the Air India plane crash in Gujarat, the process from DNA sampling to matching is going on continuously for 24 hours at Gandhinagar Forensic Science Laboratory. A total of 250 blood samples have been taken from the relatives of the passengers and local residents so far. Out of these, 62 DNA samples have been matched and 35 bodies have been handed over to the families of the deceased. A day of state mourning has been declared in Gujarat today as a tribute to former Chief Minister Vijay Rupani. The last rites of late Vijay Rupani will be performed this evening with full state honours. The war between Iran and Israel is in the fourth day of direct hostilities as international diplomatic activity is in full swing to prevent the conflict from engulfing broader West Asia. While ongoing military operations have killed dozens of people and caused widespread destruction, a complex matrix of behind-the-scenes negotiations is underway among world powers and regional actors desperately trying to contain the crisis. Behind closed doors, Iran has approached Qatar and Oman, requesting them to act as intermediaries with the United States to facilitate ceasefire negotiations, while Saudi Arabia is reportedly involved in diplomatic efforts to de-escalate the situation. U.S. President Donald Trump has expressed optimism about peace prospects, stating he anticipates a deal soon through ongoing calls and meetings to broker an agreement. Embassy of India in Iran has issued an advisory saying all Indian nationals and persons of Indian origin in Iran are required to remain in touch with the embassy and avoid all unnecessary movements. The advisory was issued in view of the current situation in Iran. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall on the west coast of the country. And that's the end of this news bulletin.